Everything is dependent, originating, condition, arising, cause of the normal. So when there is condition for things to arise, it will arise. That's why we call birth or the arising of a phenomenon. Then when the sustaining condition is still there, it will continue to sustain itself, or what we call abiding, existing. Then because condition constantly change, that's why there is changes. Then when condition cease to be, cessation happen. So this typical four-phase phenomena exists in all things. Sometimes it's shortened to three, and sometimes you don't have the mindfulness and the awareness, you think it's only two, like the birth and death. It's just like our breathing, breathing in, breathing out. But actually the in-breath alone, there is the abiding and the changing in between. So it's not only the breath arise, because this breathing is a mechanism within our physical body. Without the breath, we will suffocate and die. This breath is very important. The breath is like life. This is the source of oxygen that we take in. That's why when you are in a place where the environment is very polluted and there is not much ventilation, not much oxygen, then you will die. You cannot survive. So all this we can see. So the breath alone, the every breath, whether it's the in-breath or the out-breath, you have the four-phase phenomenon. When you reach the end of the in-breath, it ceases, and the out-breath arise again. It will arise, abide, changes, and cease again. So these are the typical four-phase movement within every phenomenon. So I'll read the whole thing, the whole sentence again, then maybe the meaning now will stand out and become clearer. Everything or every phenomenon, they arises, abide, changes, and ceases, constantly changing, endlessly passing by in the space of a thought without pause. Then it's also stated in the Nirvana Sutras, all phenomena are impermanent. This is the law of arising and ceasing. When arising and ceasing is extinguished, Nirvana brings great joy. So this arising and ceasing is something very common or typical of a conditioned world. That's why in the Maya teaching, they have this yan qi yan mie or bu sen bu mie. So within the conditioned world, you have the arising and the ceasing. Sen mie, yan qi yan mie, because yin yan fa. Then when conditions is to be, it extinguished. Bu sen bu mie means no arising, no ceasing. That is the unconditioned. That is what Nibbana is. Where everything ceases to be, you will realize the unconditioned. When mind ceases to be, when the pure awareness also ceases to be, you will realize Nirvana. Then, according to the sutta, Nirvana brings great joy, which is very true. When you go through that cessation, when you realize that state, which is so tranquil and still, actually, you cannot describe it because it's unconditioned. There is no thought, no aggregate of mind, no movement, nothing. Everything ceases. So under that state, it is definitely something which is completely beyond the conditional. Just the conditional exists based on condition. So when the mundane mind arises, existence or life arise. We call it a psychological time. You create psychological time. That's why you live in time. You go through time. You go through existence. Then when there is this movement of the mundane mind, From that nature, when it arises to create thought or the thinking process, what happens? When you create thought, thought is the instrument that conditions your emotion, your like and dislike, pleasant and unpleasant emotion, your fear, your insecurity and all those things. So when there is this condition arising activity, how can there be peace? It's very difficult. That's why they say unless you can realize that cessation, it can bring about great joy. And in another part of the sutta, the Buddha also mentioned Nibbana Paramang Sukang, the highest peace, or some people call it bliss. It's not a bliss because when you go through cessation, it's not an experience. Paramang Sukang, the highest peace you can ever realize, that is unconditioned. So nothing within the conditioned world, even your yearning experience, tranquility and stillness of mind, you cannot compare with that type of peace.